Welcome to the e-commerce growth show, brought to you by Segmentify.
Hi guys, this is the e-commerce growth show, and today I'll be hosting Murat Soysal, the co-founder and CEO of the Segmentify. Murat will explain you some things you need to know about the personalization of your web shop. Today, you'll get to learn how to increase the conversion from your users by simply adding a line of JavaScript code, how to move users from the 80% of the Pareto rule to the more lucrative 20%, and why the artificial intelligence is just like a good assistant. It won't do your job, but it will help you doing it yourself immensely. Welcome.
Okay. Hi, this is e-commerce growth show, and today I'll be hosting Murat Soysal. He's the co-founder and CEO of the Segmentify. So welcome, Murat.
Thank you very much, David. How are you?
I'm fine. It's difficult times, but I think we'll all manage. So
as you said, I'm one of the co-founders of Segmentify. Segmentify is an e-commerce personalization suite that we help e-commerce managers to know more about their customers and visitors, to identify the opportunities much better, and basically convert more, generate more revenues. We founded Segmentify in 2015, so now we are more or less 6 years old. It's a team of 70 now. We have offices in UK, where I'm based in London now, in Ireland, Germany, and Turkey. I'm from Turkey originally, and we founded the company in Istanbul. It's kind of a joint idea, David, actually. So I was more into machine learning, data analytics, doing my PhD and research on machine learning technologies that can help actually to improve the security of the networks, not basically to the e-commerce domains. But my co-founder, Ergin, this is his fourth startup. He's kind of a serial technical entrepreneur in e-commerce companies. He actually solved the missing point in e-commerce where the machine learning can help the e-commerce companies. So he was the one who convinced me to leave my academic stuff and just found the company 6 years before.
So now we have already three clues, like machine learning and personalization and e-commerce.
Yeah, exactly.
Your business would probably how to join all those three pieces into a suit, or you said suit, right?
Yeah, yes. I mean, it is a nice journey actually as an entrepreneur for the last 6 years. From the machine learning bit, I moved more to the e-commerce domain. I learned a lot about what you guys are doing. Now I can call myself as an e-commerce member of the e-commerce ecosystem after 6 years. And we are operating in 25 different countries, serving to 250 different actually e-commerce companies. So I learned a lot actually, David, and I think it was a nice decision. Before I was more working on the network devices, less people, more devices, more algorithms, but this one is more dynamic and e-commerce is booming and changing. And you know what? During the pandemic, everything stopped. We had this discussion more in different cases, but I need to express this because most of your audiences are the e-commerce managers. And this is the first time I am proud of the work I have been doing. If we haven't enhanced the e-commerce into these levels, when all the offline stores are closed, how the life will be ongoing, I cannot imagine, David. I mean,
the world would stop, right?
Exactly. And we are confident enough to shut down the offline stores. Yes, economical wise or for the longer term, this has other effects. But in the shorter term, for today, we closed everything. Now in UK, all the actually shops are closed other than the supermarkets and pharmacy. But still, life is ongoing. People feel confident to at least survive and just keep alive at home, which is very hard. But think about they cannot buy anything. People bought the bread machines in March last year, or flour, or even the elders who cannot actually go outside, which are under a big risk. They are doing their supermarket actually purchases, first time ever in their life, from supermarkets in an online environment, thanks to the e-commerce ecosystem all over the world. So We guys, I am a very tiny bit of this, but David, you are more experienced than me in the e-commerce domain. You guys did an excellent job, actually. So it's okay, we are not the doctors or other actually healthcare services or the delivery guys, but we are in one of the top ranks, if you ask me, during this pandemic, who is delivering, actually.
We definitely helped to bridge this gap, which is going to be because of the world, of the stopping of the world. So I think it's good to have us right now.
Exactly, exactly. So we should be proud of ourselves, which generally in our level, we don't do it, but sometimes we should feel proud what we are delivering, actually.
I have to note this one. Be proud of what you're doing. So, and you mentioned that probably we won't be talking about machine learning today because this is not exactly the topic for the e-commerce shops. They will be happy to know that it's behind somewhere hiding and doing all the hard work, but we will be talking about personalization. Mm-hmm. So what's personalization?
So not at the same level like machine learning, but personalization is another buzzword. So we have been discussing about this for the last couple of years. But from my perspective, how I define personalization is kind of giving some answers to some very critical questions in the e-commerce conversion funnel. So I will ask a couple of questions to yourself, to all our audiences, how we will make decisions when a visitor is on the web page, just browsing the web page. So we have thousands of SKUs, but a visitor during a single visit engages with at most 25 individual products. When I say engaged, they see the image, they see the price, brand information of these products and make a quick actual decision in their mind to visit that product, add this product or buy this product, but engagement is getting familiar with this product. So it is limited to 25, but I have 10,000 SKUs. So which 25 product should I show to David when he is on the web page? This is a critical question. When he's on the homepage, now a detailed question. When he's in the category page of men in a fashion retailer, which 25 product should I show to him? Or a customer landed to my web page, which I am selling consumer goods or Home Depot, and she or he, even I don't know, just search for a washing machine. In the search bar, I have 50 washing machines I am selling, and I need to pop up 10 of them when she or he starts writing washing machine. Which 10 I should show among those 50? I have 8 kilos. I have 5 kilos washing machines. I have 12 kilo washing machines. I have full automatic ones. I have energy saving ones. I have the top technology ones. So which 10 I should show to them? Or again, I invested a lot to the most famous actually phenomenon in the fashion domain in Serbia. So she actually generated a new collection of 40 new dresses for the spring. Hopefully in the spring, this corona will go away and people started to buy and dress in a fancy style. But I have 40 new dresses from the top designer. But I will send a push notification or an SMS to my customers and I have only one available slot to show a product. So which one product among those 40 top designs I should send to David, which one I should send to Murat, which one I should send to cookie ID 18,076 or customer ID 40.
You need to know something about David or the owner of the cookie. So exactly. I believe this personalization probably isn't suitable for the first time visiting users. It's more suitable for returning visitors, right?
Awesome, David. Awesome. Actually, when you answer all these questions, yes, you need to know something about them. You need to know their size. You know, you need to know their color preferences. You need to know the size of their family. So you can recommend a 12 kilo washing machine if it is a big family, or it's a 5 kilogram one if it is a single, actually. But so let's start from this part. So
yeah, I have to say this is, you know, let's say I'm just a small web shop. I just started the business. I did some Googling. I found out that I need to, I need to switch on Google Analytics, that I learned how to put ads on Facebook. But now you are talking to me that I need to track my users, see their preferences. I can't do that, can I? It's I'm not. I don't have the team. I don't have the developers. How do I use this mechanism to on my site? Is this possible?
Yes, I mean, this is where the famous buzzword machine learning comes to personalization domain. So there should be a machine learning strategy, a machine learning tool where Segmentify now comes to the scene, tracks that behavior on the website for your new visitors as well and your existing customers as well. So you know the famous 20-80 rule. So 80% of your revenue will be coming from 20% of your customers or visitors. So A, in the long run, we should focus on that 20% loyal customers, so we know better about them. At some point, you should start learning about them. So if not, if you do not enable those machine learning-based strategies, if you do not use tools like Segmentify, you cannot actually identify which part of your visitors are that famous 20% who will generate your 80%. So it is a long run to be actually following, yes. So first-time visitors or a new web shop is not quite ready to use machine learning, but we have a solution for them as well, which they will be actually focusing on 80% of their visitors, which will generate their 20% of revenue at the end of the day, but they're still available for us because at some point from that 80%, we will generate new loyals. You'll find new loyals, move them to the loyal bit. So your question is quite valuable. What we should do, where we should start? How I will do the personalization for a first-time visitor? Or if I am a new shop, what I should do actually? So this is kind of the cold start problem in machine learning. Technically, it is called the cold start. So I don't know anything about David or Murat. He just landed to my website. What I should do? This is actually the solution will come with the real-time personalization, which means, okay, I don't know David, but when he lands to my website, I know David visited Seneye and he just landed to my website from Seneye because I can read his referral, right? I know he's coming from, let's say for Murat, it's London, and he's using his MacBook and he's using his Chrome browser. This is his first visit and the time he landed to your main category. In the next second click, which happens after 5 seconds maybe, he clicks to the product, which is actually listed on the third row in the fourth column of my men's category, which is a trousers, which is costing 40 euros. So this is his second click. I know nothing about David, but after his second click, in 1 minute, he provided enough information to me. Couple of information. For example, what is the information I get from these two clicks as a new web shop using Segmentify? Segmentify says that, okay, I don't know this guy because this is his first visit, but definitely he's looking for a trouser. He visited my actually involvement in Seneye. So he actually knows what he wants to buy. He went there. He made an analysis among the all available retailers doing it. He picked me and came to my main category or directly landed to my product, which is 40 euros. So I know as Segmentify in this web shop, what is the ranking of that 40 euro trousers? Because even before David comes, A, I know if this is an expensive trouser or not. Maybe it depends. If this is a fast fashion, most trousers are 10 euros, 15 euros. So maybe this is one of the top expensive products. I know how many times this product visited by other visitors. What is the conversion rate in this product? So before David arrives, I have a lot of information about my product because this is my asset initially.
If I understand correctly, you are making a segmentification of the users. And on the other hand, a segmentification of my catalog, of my sales catalog. And then you're trying to match all this together in a way that would help me with my sales.
Very well said, David. That is what we do actually for the cold start actually, because I don't know enough about David, but I know enough about my products. What are the alternatives of each product? What are the upsell opportunities each product I have? What are the cross-sell opportunities each product I have? I can do this analysis not based on the individual's behavior, but the collaborative features of the visitors. And also, even before launching the website, Segmentify runs its machine learning algorithms on top of the product feed. So we generate this set, actually.
So what does collaborative features mean?
I do some kind of segmentation on the back end. So I identify who are the lawyers, who are the big spenders. Mm-hmm. And if David is a loyal customer, and if Murat is also identified as a loyal customer, David's and Murat's individual browsing behavior is actually merged into a collaboration on the backend by Segmentify to make better decisions. What I say, two guys who are discount seekers, they provide a different kind of alternative set for Segmentify, but the guys who look into each other provide another path. What I try to do, if Murat and David look like to each other based on their past behavior, whatever David buys in the funnel, how many times he browsed before buying, which products he checks, make a prediction for Murat actually. So I try to find the similars and then guide Murat to be like David, or guide David to be like Murat, because David has the action for me. He made the purchase, so he had the success. So I want to replicate this success for Murat or other guys who look like David.
Okay, now I get it. So if we have segment of users, then we will be pretty sure that they have the same taste, and we try to...
Exactly, we try to predict their tastes and we think they look alike.
Mm-hmm. So we are talking about recommended products right now, or...
Recommended products, it is recommendation of actually campaigns, it is recommendation of the services maybe we are providing, but mainly it is the products, because we are selling products. Mm-hmm.
So what would be the, like, when, now let's say that I'm bought on this, I'm a small web shop, I want to go with Segmentify, what are the low-hanging fruits? Where do we start?
The statistical analysis are the low-hanging fruits, which means what are the top sellers of each category? What are the best performing in this actually brand? These are the low-hanging products. For tools like us, they need to learn from the behavior of the visitors. So what you should implement in the initial phase are the product recommendation widgets on the website, because main problems are bounce rates. Acquisition, you solve somehow. You work with Seneye, Seneye brings enough traffic to your website. You have Facebook ads, you have Google ads. So small web shop invests onto this and brings people onto the website.
But okay, so you get into the second, purchase. You get into the second part of the user journey. So,
exactly, the on-site we call.
Yeah, I need to take care of my traffic, and then I probably employ some of your scripts or something like that on my page to.
I mean, it's just one line of script actually. Then Segmentify team does all the integration from the website and also build up the widgets on the website for the web shop. So they don't need to do anything.
One line of JavaScript.
Exactly, with one line of JavaScript, Segmentify team does all the widget developments.
Wow. Okay, and then the next step is to integrate those widgets into my site. They are just probably they're injected in my page.
E-commerce website is using Google Tag Manager, which is frequently used nowadays. So with Google Tag Manager, even without any technical support, they can add those JavaScript. So it is enough for us to build up the widgets on the website.
That is great. That's not a lot of work for me then.
We worked hard to make it easy for the e-commerce managers, because we know they are busy and getting the technical support is hard and expensive for them. So we don't want to generate any more problems. We are here to solve the problems. So it's...
They don't have the development team. So it's...
Nothing.
So do we have any good partner story or user story? How did you help someone? Do we have any numbers maybe to back that up?
Definitely. So what we start with, as you said, is the recommendation widgets. And what we are committing to our customers, around 10% of their revenue should start coming from Segmentify recommendation widgets. So they should be seeing a 10% of uplift on their revenue by using the recommendation widgets. But it is not enough. So we need to actually have another bit, which is the search capability. So personalization is as a set of strategies immediately in parallel to the recommendation widgets. They need to personalize their search results as well on the search bar or the search result page. So these two together should have at least effect of 15% to the revenue contribution to the e-commerce websites. These numbers are the averages for Segmentify. So it goes up to 30% when you say the success stories. But you know, we always provide the best results always. But what I love to do is to commit at least what they will see in a actually real world application. And this happens in just 2 weeks time.
Two weeks time, 10% revenue growth.
Yes. They should see this immediately.
Wow, that's impressive, I have to say. So who is the biggest success story in Adriatic region?
It is bigger than the other one. It is hard for me, but what I can say, it's a long-term customer because our Adriatic journey started last year. And in 1 year time, Emindia is one of the top retailers we are working with, and which I know they are quite happy to employ different Segmentify personalization strategies, if I need to name one. But now it is 25, so it's growing very fast for us in the Adriatic market.
Great, very great. So, we've discussed the benefits, we've discussed the low-hanging fruits, success stories. What about pitfalls? Are there anything I need to take, maybe the GDPR or?
Good question. When GDPR first launched, we needed to put a lot of efforts there. So we are the data processor of e-commerce companies. So when they start to work with us, they need to add our details into their cookie policy, and they need to declare to their visitors and customers, hey guys, we are processing your data with Segmentify to personalize your journey. So when they accept the cookie policy, actually the visitor and the e-commerce website employs us to process this data. Our servers are located in Google, which is in Frankfurt now, so which is in the European Union. We are working with Google on this, so it's we rely on all GDPR requirements from that perspective, processing the data. And there is another thing, if the customer wants not to be tracked, we are not tracking it as customer or visitor base, but we know still the statistics of my products, so it is my products. I don't check that specific customer. So we still keep doing the statistical personalization for not that individual, but what is the best alternative of this product? Because he or she is visiting a product, I still recommend. So it doesn't stop me to do recommendations, but it is not granular, individual, personalized level there.
So if I understood correctly, you obey the do not track browser directive.
Yes.
Really, that's a rare thing, I believe.
Yeah, exactly. Almost so we are just tracking the cookies on the website if they let us.
Okay, that's.
Is the hard bit actually, David, because this actually decreases the number of data we can reach. That is why our personalization algorithms are quite good to make these decisions and provide the 10% to 15%, even the only data from one shop perspective.
Yeah, but all the data is anonymized or
exactly.
Yeah, okay. So perfectly safe from the legal point of view, no problems.
Exactly. So we are a European company as well, so we need to rely on this GDPR. So it's quite risky to go out of the bounds on this. So we do not do it.
So any other pitfalls of personalization that we might be afraid of?
Yeah, I mean, as if you ask me, not for the small shops, but I think personalization has pitfalls for larger enterprise retailers. And the pitfall starts from leaving everything to the machine learning. Mm-hmm. What I advise my customers, always you need to have your hands on the algorithms. For example, David, it is my homepage. Think about an offline retail store. Homepage is the shop store and shop front. You do not let an algorithm to decide what should be put there. You need to guide that algorithm because as the e-commerce manager, you know your KPIs. You are the one reporting to your CEO or CMO or your bosses how you are doing. And you are the one who are deciding the strategy of the company. Yes, I have one product which is selling perfectly. If you leave it completely to the machine learning, it will recommend it in your home store, the homepage. But maybe the profit margin for that product is low. Maybe you do not have enough stocks from that product in the long run, or this product is already being sold. You have one another product which is overstock. You want to sell it. So you should guide your tool, which Segmentify enables the e-commerce managers to make the decisions based on your own strategy. So everything cannot be automated. You need to help the algorithms to understand your ideas, what you want to reach. Otherwise, they will track visitors' behavior and personalize the website. But it's at the end of the day, the revenue you are making or the profit you are making. So you need to guide the tools. So a pitfall is don't let the algorithms alone. Talk to your account manager, which Segmentify assigns an account manager to each e-commerce company. Talk to them. Let them understand what you want to do so they can actually sometimes override the algorithms to reach your targets.
So we are again at the Pareto rule, the 80-20 rule that you mentioned
exactly,
before.
Exactly, exactly.
So I should probably take care of the 20% of my most, my hero products, take care of them really, really detailed, and maybe let the machine learning do the rest of the 80% and assist the machine learning tools, algorithms with that.
Exactly, David.
Okay, so that's I think that's a good advice that there is never, you have to manage your shop, right? Your products, your catalog categories and stuff like that. What did change in during the pandemic times right now? Did the personalization change? Do the users behave differently? Did you notice anything?
Completely changed, and multiple reasons to this. First, offline stores closed for a long time here in UK or in some parts of the Europe, in Adriatic as well, especially during March, April period, then in the fall of last year. And now currently in UK, it is closed. In Turkey, it is open now. In Ireland, it is a much longer lockdown. So locally, everything changed, which have some big results. For example, today, 15% of the supermarket purchases are being done completely online now, never goes back to the offline, which is an important actually bit of the culture. And it is a strong change. 5 million new credit cards included in the e-commerce system in Turkey. So which means they are first time used in an e-commerce purchase. 5 million new credit cards, which means—
Where?
In Turkey.
In Turkey.
So which means 5 million new users made their first e-commerce purchase.
Yeah, actually, my mom started using e-commerce shopping, and I believe there will be a lot of older people who's just getting used to online purchasing. They will gain trust. They will see that the fraud levels are very low. And once they get used to the simplicity of the web shopping,
they will not go back. They will never go back. So what is the effect of this? So these are the reasons, but what is the result of this change? Twofold. So from your first time visitors perspective, how you will actually make these first time visitors or first time purchases as a loyal customer? So you should focus on these guys because their needs are completely different. As you said, these are the moms, these are the olders. How you will help them? This is the first thing. The second one, they also change the collaborative behavior in the e-commerce website. In adding them, change the algorithms in our site. So how this change is affecting the existing customers now? So it is twofold. How you will do the strategies for the first time visitors and how you will immunize, how you will protect your existing customers based on the change in these algorithms. They learn something, but it is not correct. This something is completely a collaborative action. But for those existing customers, they didn't change actually that much. So how you will protect them from your existing strategies, how you will keep it. These are the two big changes. It's a couple of examples. What we did with our customers. So for the loyal visitors and customers, so our algorithms provides a set of segments to our e-commerce shops. So they do nothing. We analyze the behavior and we let them know who are their VIP customers, who are their big spenders, who are their actual loyal customers in risk, who has the churn risk. So what we did, we started a queuing mechanism for some customers, for example. So supermarkets, everybody wants to buy from the supermarkets now, but supermarkets has a limited delivery option. So they cannot serve to everybody, but they need to serve to their loyal customers. not their old customers, not their existing customers. Among all the existing customers, they need to prioritize their loyals, VIPs. So we help them to do this. When the shops are closed, David, especially for the electronics bit, think about your previous experiences when we were able to visit the shopping malls. When you went to an electronics shop, you see some televisions, LGs, Samsungs. When you went there are some shop assistants. Mm-hmm. When the average order value is high, when you are trying to buy a computer, there is a shop assistant there, and they know every single detail of that vertical. If you ask them questions about the televisions, they know the response times. They know how the actually color detection works in different panels for different providers. Mm-hmm. But our customer support in online shop was not that improved, was not that detailed. We have a chat box, and we were serving to every single customer from the same actually order with our support assistants. But what we did with our electronics retailers, those shop assistants who used to work in the offline store were actually sent a computer and a headset sitting at home. And when a visitor is in the electronics category in the online shop now, when they clicked on to the actually chat box, if they are in the Samsung category, we actually identified them to the shopping assistant in the Samsung aisle in the offline store, so they can mm-hmm. ask their question and get a better response. So this completely changed the personalization behavior. So we tried to move the experience in the offline store, in the online store, by using multiple different strategies from that perspective as well.
Okay, that's the one thing that you're probably still evolving now, or what are you working
exactly,
on?
Exactly, because we collaborated with multiple tools. We are not a customer support tool, so we get integrated with their customer support tool. We know the current visitor is in the Samsung actual category, and he visited four Samsung devices. We know all the history. When he starts his actually chat discussions, they do the routing of the call to the direct shopping assistant, and we provide the background information. This customer visited these products and these products, so you should have a previous actually information about them when you are talking to them.
Oh, that's great. So if I sum it up or wrap it up a bit, so we have recommendation services, we have in the search product, so search recommendations, product recommendations, probably what was it called, the matching products or stuff like that.
It's yeah, best also matching product, next best offers.
Yeah, and then we have the shopping assistant, so customized shopping assistant.
Yeah.
So what's next? What are you developing next? Where is your development focused on?
We launched our search box recommendations last year, and almost 70% of our existing customers also started to use that module, which means search is a very important bit from the e-commerce manager's perspective. So this year we are investing a lot into our search because they want to personalize the search result page as well. So we call it the searchandise or merchandise. So what kind of customers from which segment will see which products in which order after searching a specific product, they want to mm-hmm. jump into those search results. Our main feature in the roadmap for this year is providing the searchandising and merchandising in the granular individual level. If you want to do, they can identify what they will see when he searches for a black t-shirt. If they want to do it in a segment level, they will do it. If they want to do it in a regional level, they will be able to do it with Segmentify to change their category listing pages, search result pages in a personalized manner. This is the first thing we are investing.
Okay, while we are at the search, I need to ask this question. Now we are in the Adriatic language region. So here are more than five languages present here. And you are providing a search engine for that. It needs to be localized, right? It needs to be able to correct the errors, needs to know the semantics of some language. Does it do
that? Exactly. So it's, let me actually mention here then, in 2021, we are improving our collaboration with Seneye. So we will be investing a lot on this. We have been discussing with David how we can actually provide a better service to Senea customers in the Adriatic region. So we are getting integrated now in the backend. So joint customers of Segmentify and Senea will be able to use our machine learning algorithms when their visitors are on the Senea part. So even before they are coming to the website, whatever knowledge we have about their visitors on their website, if they want to use it in Senea, they will be able to use it in Senea. In addition to this, so this comes actually to your question now, David, we need to invest a lot on the languages in Adriatics, requirements in Adriatics, because what we realized there, it's a growing market. And it is actually an enhanced market when we see our 25 different countries all over the world, from Mexico, from Colombia, from Australia, from New Zealand. Actually, Adriatics is an enhanced market, which needs to be served with more improved machine learning algorithms. Not only language-wise, which is a crucial one, which is a mandatory one, which we are now investing in, but also more algorithms-wise. So in 2021, we will be generating more algorithms dedicated to Adriatics based on the discussions we have been doing with our clients or prospects or Senea clients in Adriatics. So we are committed to Adriatics, actually.
Yeah, I believe that since, let's say, Slovenia market size is like half a billion e-commerce this year, and it's projected, or was past year, and it's projected to grow 10% year over year for this year. So I think that we, all players in the e-commerce, need to invest into smarter shopping strategies, better knowing of our customers, and providing them with better services. Yeah,
exactly. And it is not just sales and marketing investment. We are technically investing dedicated technical resources to this market. This market deserves it. It's a big market. It is the second biggest market in Segmentify's projection, actually, as well.
That's great.
So it's UK and Ireland, which we have a big team here. And the second biggest market is the Adriatics for us now.
Oh, great. I think that you will help us a lot. I hope that we will improve both. I hope that our users will be as happy as possible from our cooperation, and that we will make the market better. So that's the projection for the next years, I believe.
I hope so, David. I mean, we were welcomed very nicely in Adriatics from the customers wise, and our collaboration with Senea delivered quite good results. But if you ask me, this is just the beginning. We understand the requirements and the more we are passionate to invest, which we are, I think we will deliver much better results, some unique actually solutions to the market together, which will help all the actually Adriatics e-commerce companies to deliver better services.
Yeah. So thank you, Murat. I really hope for a good cooperation. I hope that many shops will recognize the value of the things that you just told us today. I personally believe in this machine learning assisting us in making better sales. So thank you for this talk, and bye.
Thank you very much for hosting me, David. Bye-bye and take care.
Bye.